Welcome to Spirit's Path Podcast. I'm your host, Farron. Come walk with me as we explore all the ways we can become one with ourselves and ultimately everybody else. Welcome to the podcast. This episode is about eclipse season, and I want to draw your attention first, though, to my last episode, which was about spring equinox, which has already passed. However, the information that I give in that podcast about what to do emotionally, energetically around equinox applies very much to this space that we're in right now as we move towards the next big energetic date, which is an eclipse. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. You don't have to listen to it before what I'm about to tell you, but you might want to listen to it when you're through, if you haven't already heard it. This year, the eclipse season schedule goes like this. March 25th, which is already passed, it was right after equinox. There was a full moon. On that full moon, there was a penumbral lunar eclipse. And then the next eclipse is April 8th, which is a total solar eclipse. You can't see it throughout the United States, but there is a very large portion where you will be able to see it. It's easy to find online. And the next portion of eclipse season isn't till the fall, which is September 18th, which is a partial lunar eclipse, and then an annular solar eclipse October 2nd. So there's a window of time in between each of these sets of eclipses. And that's where we are now. I'm sure you've noticed, if you're energy sensitive, that there might have been a heightening around equinox, but that it didn't come down. That's because we went from equinox directly into this eclipse portal energy. That's what a lot of people call it, or the eclipse window, but the eclipse portal. So why do people call it that? Because there's an opening eclipse and a closing eclipse. So there's time in between, which energetically lands different for all kinds of people. But this one in particular, because of equinox and because of the already heightened electromagnetic activity, we are in a very special period where it's not easy to do, but it is a very good time to pay attention to what's not serving you. So these things might come up pretty regularly right now. What isn't working versus what is, right? So instead of giving yourself a bunch of grief, seeing what's not working, recognize that that's something that is coming up with a lot of emotion because you're about to leave it. It's going to complete itself. But you have to get through that emotional bit. And that's not easy. It's not easy for any of us. We all go through it. So that's what's happening in this eclipse window that we're in. So you might feel like it's a heightened period and you might wonder why it's not really going down. This is because this eclipse that's coming up is a total solar eclipse, April 8th. Which in and of itself holds a lot of intensity, but we're already in a pretty electrified state. Now, I personally was in the Yucatan for this equinox, so it was a lot, but I understand that the land I was on was very sacred and they very much revere the equinoxes, so it was also very special. However, I did notice what it felt like, and I can imagine that everyone is having a very special time. If you need some tips on how to work with what's going on, check out the equinox episode. It's the one previous to this. So in the eclipse windows, it's a really good time to pay attention to if you're leaning on any vices, if your vices might be anger, sadness, things like that, but also to pay attention to who you're interacting with and how those interactions are going. If you've been through a big, giant change over the last few years, it's a very good idea to pay attention to how your body is reacting before you take any kind of action, whether it's conversation, whether it's choosing your clothes, choosing a coffee drink, whatever it is. Try not to put yourself in the position of sameness or, you know, habitual familiarity. It's a really good time to pay attention to those things so that you don't fall back into an area that you have to rearrange again, you know, somewhere you don't really want to be. This time period is very good for taking that kind of action. So the other thing that's really interesting about this solar eclipse that's coming up on the 8th is not just energetically, but scientifically, there's two different things that are happening. One is CERN. I'm sure you've seen it around if you're into energy. And CERN is to test the world's most powerful particle accelerator during the solar eclipse. So they've chosen that time specifically. I don't know why. It's very easy for you to look that up and check it out. If you find anything interesting, feel free to email me, spiritspathpodcast@gmail.com. The other thing that's happening is NASA. NASA is launching 3 sounding rockets during the total solar eclipse. So they're doing this to study how Earth's upper atmosphere is affected. So there's 3 different rockets. They're during the eclipse. They're launching one, and they're launching one before by 45 minutes and after by 45 minutes. And in my limited understanding, this is the part of the atmosphere, the ionosphere, I think, where the electromagnetic activity we're all feeling lives. So they're launching what they call sounding rockets to see how that area, which is already really electrified, responds. But, you know, I'm not a science person. You can easily look that up and, you know, let me know what you find. I just think it's really interesting that they're choosing to do these things during the solar eclipse, during a total solar eclipse. Now, I'm sure NASA's done the thing with the rockets before. I think I saw something from last year. But again, I don't pay that much attention to it. I just think it's interesting that when I started to do research on the eclipses, that was coming up. As far as spiritual work and magic is concerned, you know, workings, castings, enjoy Tisha, which is Vedic star knowledge, what we would call astrology, but in my limited understanding, it's much, much more. It has more of a connection to the actual locations of the planets. And there's just different calculations. I am not that into astrology, but I do trust a lot of the timing when it comes to Vedic astrology, which is what this is. The other thing that's interesting about Vedic astrology, since I'm talking about it, there, you know, in westernized astrology, there's 12 star signs, right? I'm pretty sure there's 108 in Vedic. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I think that's really interesting. I also know that each person has more than, I think, 20 charts, or maybe 20 is the most, over the lifetime, which again, I think is pretty interesting. I don't know that much about it, but I do know that the few people I listen to that have gurus in Jyotisha, they say that it's inauspicious to do important things on eclipse day, so important spiritual works. And I think that's very interesting because I do know that other spiritual zones say that it is a good time to do a particular type of working. Now, again, this is out of my area of expertise, so I can't really talk to you about it very much right now. Eventually, I'll probably have a conversation with someone on this podcast about that, about all of that. But just keep that in mind. If everything starts to feel chaotic for you, if you're doing meditations or anything like that, you might want to stop, because basically you're tapping into multiple layers of chaos, which for some people feels really great, but you know, maybe do some artwork, maybe dance or something. I don't know if meditation's the best thing to do. I'm assuming a lot of people would say not to. You know, I don't think I would do meditation. No, yeah, probably not. But if you have a different opinion on this, please do let me know. The email is spiritspathpodcast@gmail.com. I find all of this extremely interesting. One thing I will say, if you do any kind of physical protections for yourself, you know, spiritual cleansing, bathing, you know, objects for protection around your home, doorways, windows, things like that, you might want to redo them before the 8th or add to them in some way. This is definitely a practice I've seen a lot of people talk about but not be very clear on. The reason for that is because it's so chaotic. So at the very least, dust off, clean up, you know, reaffirm all of your protections if that's the way that you work. All in all, this time period is very personal to each one of us. But across the board, it seems like because of all of the different, I'll just say, ascension type energies, many people are ending different parts of their lives and wanting to begin something new. If that's you, wait until after the eclipse, you know, let everything land, clear yourself out, ground yourself into your space, and then work on your next steps. For many of us, we're kind of in the throes of making the next steps happen. I happen to be one of those people, and some of my closer friends are as well. And, you know, we can't really stop that part, so don't stop that if you're one of those people. Just bear in mind that the interactions you have with the people around you might be heightened, and you need to continually check in with where you are. It's extremely important that you don't reflect back to them what they're showing you, especially if you're to this point of the podcast and you're listening to me intently. Don't reflect back. This is a really difficult time for you to do that as a conscious being, because it will have a very different effect on the person that you're reflecting at. And this is just because things are changing so rapidly. Something to keep in mind, this is slightly related to the Equinox podcast that I have recommended a couple times. So if you haven't heard that, go ahead and listen to that. Let me know if you have any questions or suggestions. The podcast email is spiritspathpodcast@gmail.com. Other than that, I love you. Go live your life. Thank you for listening and making it till the end of the show. Connect with me on TikTok and YouTube at @mystic_fern. My website is fern.me, and you can also find me on Instagram @fern. Thanks for listening. Bye.